Texte numéro 18. Children of Syria badly traumatized. Children from war-torn Syria are being badly traumatized from witnessing killings, torture and other atrocities in the country's conflict, a charity has warned. Harrowing testimony collected from refugees in the Save the Children charity projects reveals that youngsters have been the target of brutal attacks, seen the deaths of parents, siblings and other children, and have witnessed and experienced torture. The charity is working to help children come to terms with the devastating mental scarring of their experiences, providing specialist support to those showing signs of distress, including self-harm, nightmares and bedwetting. The aid agency is also calling for the United Nations to step up its documentation of all violations of children's rights in Syria, and that it should have more resources to do this so that crimes against children are not committed with impunity. Save the Children's chief executive said no child should ever see the horrors being described on a daily basis to our staff on the ground, stories of torture, murder and terror. They need specialists' emotional support to come to terms with these shocking experiences, and their stories need to be heard and documented so those responsible for these appalling crimes against children can be held to account. The charity has released Untold Atrocities, a collection of first-hand accounts of the conflict from children and parents receiving help from Save the Children after fleeing Syria. The accounts contain graphic details of how children are caught up in Syria's war, witnessing massacres and, in some cases, experiencing torture. Dead bodies along with injured people were scattered all over the ground. I found body parts all over each other. Dogs were eating the dead bodies for 2 days after the massacre, a 14-year-old youngster told a member of the charity. This 6-year-old boy was tortured more than anyone else in that room. He only survived for 3 days, and then he simply died, said another 15-year-old boy. Even though Save the Children is providing specialist help to children to recover from their experiences, they have been refused permission to enter Syria to help more children. Much of the children's testimony, however, corroborates violations documented by the United Nations and human rights organisations in recent months. A lot of children have indeed started self-harming as they struggle to come to terms with what they've been through. Save the Children is on the ground on Syria's borders, providing emotional support to thousands of children who have fled to neighbouring countries, helping them recover from their experiences and rebuild their lives. The agency has launched an appeal to help fund its work in the region. Adapted from The Independent, September 2012.